Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour four of the nation. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers, pregame at 6:30. 901 asks, no way you guys really think this Cowboys team is a playoff team, right? No, nobody thinks that. No. You know, I guess I was just phrasing a question to Mark, you know, wondering what he thinks this team is still capable of, but nobody wants to hear it right now. It is unbelievable how many key injuries these Cowboys have had really throughout Mike McCarthy's entire tenure. They led the NFL in guys who had made an all-pro team being out. And now you circle back around to this year. Diggs is compromised. He's at 75% of what he was. Deron Bland. And now you add two of the best young offensive linemen in the game in Cooper Beebe. I mean, and Tyler Booker. I don't want to make excuses. And certainly the Cowboys have made their own bed and they haven't done enough when they're close. But like, if I'm doing an internal review, yes, we got to look at how poorly we're drafting defensively, but why are so many dudes getting hurt? You know, maybe there's something to that annual survey that's put. I have a high degree of respect for the Cowboys medical staff and training staff, but maybe they just need to add more people to it. It's brutal.
That's what the complaints have been, right?
You are getting no injury luck right now. You are getting the opposite of it. And it really reminds me of stuff that was going on like 15 years ago when they brought in the ballerina bars and they were going to stretching and dynamics. You got to do a full, thorough review of what's going down here.
Get the tutus out, man. It's time.
It's hard. It is really hard when you watch the film and see guys get rolled up on.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
just unfortunate. It's part of football.
How do you mean that's?
It's the ankles.
I kind of thought that was a hip tackle on CD.
Yeah,
and then you're watching the game, and they are running the ball really well. 2 minutes to go in the game, and Booker's downfield blocking, and the Bears guy dives for the ball carrier, and he ends up in the back of Booker's legs. Those are the tough ones where you're like. You can't avoid those. Players are going to fly around. Bodies are going to fly around. It's like when Tyron Smith used to get hurt, like he'd be blocking and the guard would fall on the back of his leg. And now he's got a knee sprain. And those injuries are the toughest ones to deal with right now.
You can't have any success with this level of injury luck. No team would have overcome what they've sustained over the last 5 years. It's football frustration. And on that note, here's the Chief with some of the finest.
Well, congratulations to the Lions being the only NFL team in the Super Bowl era to have a game with 7 or more sacks, 4 or more rushing touchdowns, no turnovers, and no sacks allowed. That was an impressive dub last night going into Baltimore and getting it done. And I think so much of it is a credit to their willingness to go on fourth down, because when you look at the breakdown of it, like first, second, third down, everything was very even between the two teams, but Man Campbell is always ready to go for it on fourth down. And late in that game, the Lions up a touchdown, and it's just under 2 minutes to go. Ball's basically at midfield, and it's fourth and a full two, and they have a great play ready to go. That's the thing about those offenses, man. It's like they know when I got to have a play, I got one for fourth down. When I got to have a 2-point conversion play, boom, I got one ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
And these guys
are.
That
was all Jared Goff. That was a beautiful pass by Jared Goff.
And
you got to execute that one.
In general,
he was good.
He was awesome last night. Yeah. I mean, putting the ball wherever he wanted to. And Troy Aikman was admiring the big onions of Man Campbell for going for it the way that he did. But yeah, that really iced the game. You have Derrick Henry fumbling. That was a bad sequence. You fumble the ball. Great play. Really great play by Aiden Hutchinson.
It was.
Henry thinks he's passed him. On to the next guy. Who am I going to stiff arm to the ground? And unfortunately, Aiden Hutchinson came back with a huge play, popped it out, three fumbles in three games for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, very frustrating for him. But
and then he fumbles on the bench. He's all ticked off.
Smack the helmet down, and then he falls.
I love it. You know, I think it's entertainment through the roof. I don't have any problem with George Pickens or Derrick Henry.
Oh, no problem. I just felt bad for him that in that moment of anger, you also kind of embarrassed yourself a little bit.
It's really impressive what Detroit did, though, especially after losing the way that they did to Green Bay. It's kind of like, are they on the ropes? It's not like they beat Baltimore like Buffalo did with this crazy comeback. I mean, they kind of whooped them. They got after them for four quarters.
Their defense was outstanding offensively, what they did running the football with both Gibbs and Montgomery. St. Brown stepped up, made some big catches. That was the entire team. I mean, this is going to be, I said it earlier, if they're able to sustain the success this year, Man Campbell should be the coach of the year. To be replace eight coaches on your staff like that, plus you lose an all-pro center, that's big time to overcome that and still be able to sustain success.
Baltimore's giving up 415 yards per game this season. Is their defense doing worse?
Cowboys?
Dallas?
Actually, no. Baltimore's dead balls last. How about that, Cowboys fans? You can feel good. We can feel good about our defense. We're not the worst when it comes
not
to
good for my guy Zach Orr.
Yards per game. No, it's bad. 415 yards. The Giants giving up 405. Dallas, 398 yards allowed this season. And the Ravens have scored 104 points. They're 1-2. They're the only team since at least 2000 have scored 100 or more points through 3 weeks and have a losing record. Their defense is problematic. And all the sacks that they gave up, I don't really know how to explain that. Lamar's getting sacked at a much more rapid rate this season.
So that's on Lamar.
Well, I mean, sacks are a quarterback stat.
Yeah.
So you do definitely have to take some ownership
of that. He's trying to step up, evade the rush, try and extend plays, and he just gets tripped up at the line.
And David,
I don't think it's like an indictment on their offensive line as much as it is that that's just his style of play.
And David Montgomery of the Lions with 108 yards over expectation in the game. So he looked like that was a turn back the clock situation for him. And 12 carries, 151, two touchdowns. They were getting it done. Now the Manning cast was on and popping last night. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see. This was my favorite clip that came from it. This is Peyton Manning acting like the offensive coordinator of the Ravens, and he's calling down. You know, they do the cell phone calls, which we don't see as much. Are we seeing that as much anymore? Where a quarterback's on the phone on the sidelines and he's talking with the guy in the booth. I feel like that's...
Is they're just on the iPad and like a coach will just sit next to him on the iPad and they're looking at stuff.
Yeah, I think we've advanced past the landline from booth to field, which is disappointing.
It is.
Amazing part of NFL nostalgia.
For
the quarterback
sure.
on the actual phone on the sideline.
Well, this is...
I was on the backs of the Topps card.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's classic. It really is. Yeah. It's all-time nostalgia, and I miss it.
I think I have an old Joe Montana card of him talking on the phone, like 1983 Fleer.
He was probably talking with his wife that game.
I mean, you could be with some of those teams.
Where are you at right now?
Just checking on you.
The Orioles in town? That's an actual story.
The Orioles. Yeah, no, it's a real story.
That's an actual story. He dialed out to try and find her. Yeah.
So here's Peyton Manning and Eli, and Peyton is acting like the OC for the Ravens. Eli's acting like Lamar Jackson if we still lived in a day and age where we were talking on the phone between series.
What's up, Coach Monk?
Lamar, great drive there. Listen, good job setting your feet. They brought that corner blitz on you. They're going to bring it again. Let's have our eyes alert on that corner blitz. Okay, what are you seeing down there?
Yeah, I'm seeing it well. I saw the alerts. You know, it's pretty obvious when they're playing man. You know, I wouldn't mind if we got to like a two-jet all-go hinge. Just let me rip a hinge out there. If they play press, I'll throw it deep to my boy, to Zay.
Okay, Lamar, just a reminder. I'm the offensive coordinator. I call the plays. I'll tell you the plays we're going to run. Hey, we are going to come back with three-jet Aggie. Read it out. And remember, if we have cover one, look for Hopkins on the outside. We like the matchup. And
hey,
I want to get to that
set.
Slip screen.
Hey, hold up. 1 sec. I got another call. I got a call waiting. Hold on.
There's no.
Hello?
Excuse me?
Hey, who is it? Oh,
Lamar.
What's up? Hey, what's going on? Yeah, no, I'm not doing nothing. Yeah, I got time. I got time to chat to you.
Lamar.
Yeah. A burrito? Yeah, I'll take all two. Right. Utah, two. Hit me.
I hope they blitz your ass next series.
Okay, let me see. I'll go back to him. Wait up. I'll call you back.
That's not how it's supposed to work.
Mark, you there?
No, I'm out.
Yeah, all right.
I'm out.
All right, good talk.
How about these guys just doing bits, man?
Just having fun, donging around during the game. I wonder if Peyton actually let an offense coordinator talk to him like that. Like, I'm the OC. I'm the coach. I call the plays.
Oh, absolutely not.
Screw you.
Absolutely not. And you'll
Tom Moore for a long time.
You'll be happy to know Peyton Manning, definitely a Diet Coke gentleman. So he was sipping on that during that phone call.
He's got good taste. You know, I'm just surprised that he and Eli are from the same family, from the same parents, because, I mean, Eli seems like a goober. Peyton Manning's got it all together. He talks like you imagine a quarterback talking.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They are funny together, though. They play off each other well.
Bunch of goobers.
And Eli's been impressive in Saturday Night Live settings. Yeah. He surprised me. But I'll tell you what, I've been thinking about the modern quarterback and how much he gets credit for being such an intellectual and having to be so much smarter. Tom Brady is proving the opposite. Tom Brady, during his career, seemed like he had everything together in his post-game interviews and his halftime interviews at Monday Night Football with Jim Gray. Like, he was dialed. Yeah. Now, he's letting it out. He is much more of a meathead than a quarterback intellectual.
Okay,
he is closer to Gronk than Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah, when him and Gronk start talking with each other on Fox, it's kind of cringy.
It is.
It's not funny.
No.
It's awkward.
It's not good. I think Tom Brady needs to flee very quickly into football management, GMing, something like that, because
just stick with the Raiders.
This is destroying his reputation, I think, as a football smart person. I think it's that bad.
Oh. I'm so glad you've said all this, because this is some sound of the game on Sunday.
Yeah, I miss Greg Olsen myself.
Yeah, Greg Olsen's amazing.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah,
Greg's better.
It's got to be disappointing as, like, even Stink, Mark Schlereth, I have plenty of gold to dish out to the viewers every single day, but I can't get on because I wasn't a quarterback.
Because I'm Stink and I'm not the GOAT.
All right, go ahead and play your dog clip. You've been waiting all day for this.
You think I'm happy to play this?
Oh, I know you're ecstatic to play this. I was studying to play it yesterday.
I don't stand for these sorts of things, okay?
There was a woman that had a dog at McDonald's. I thought of Eric. As soon as I was like, damn, boy, Eric would kick that dog right now.
I don't like these narratives.
Sorry, kids. We got to go somewhere else.
Brady makes this comment. It's like, yeah, that's my guy.
There's plenty of things we don't like as individuals in this world. That does not mean we want to kick them. George Pickens was
plenty of cones,
smashing his helmet onto the ground in frustration, and Tom Brady painted quite the picture.
And Pick's not happy. Yeah, those helmets can be. What? It's like the dog at home.
Time out on the field.
Wow. See? Kick right the dog, throw the helmet.
No couth. Not clever, not couth, not edgy, not funny.
Kick the dog.
Just like the dog, those helmets, like the dog at home.
Whatever it just takes. Kick
him. He's Beavis and Butthead, dude.
That was the secret to his greatness all these years,
just
man.
Just kicking the dog.
Just a bunch of dog punting going on in the Brady household. PETA encourages Brady to remember that millions of people listen to him, and that the language we use can encourage kindness or violence toward animals, and that we should never normalize taking our frustration out on a beloved companion.
Damn right, Peter.
So Peter's coming after the goat.
One of the few things I've agreed on.
Maybe that's why Giselle had to leave him. I can't take it, Tom.
This animal abuse is just disgusting,
Tom.
Can't
take it anymore.
Poor dog is shaking in the corner and got to play the Denver Broncos. What's wrong with that dog?
You're confused through the middle of every sentence you utter, Tom. Oh.
Hey, the largest man in football history is back on a roster just in time for Eagles week.
Let's go.
This is the Buccaneers bringing back the rookie Desmond Watson, the defensive tackle, who's
practice
pushing
squad?
Like 450 pounds or whatever. He's apparently met the conditioning requirements. He can now practice with the team just in time to take on the tush push. I want this dude to be activated for only tush push plays. He could be the tush push stopper. He could have a role in this league. Maybe he's just a mercenary. Any team can pick him up the week they play the Eagles to go ahead and try and garner some level of 450-pound advantage.
That could be a way to make the play stay.
I quickly just want to play this sound of Myles Garrett. He was mic'd up. He absolutely murked the left tackle of the Packers, the same left tackle who was claiming that they were going to go undefeated this year, of course, before losing to the Browns this weekend. Myles Garrett dominated him so bad that this dude was yelling for his quarterback to run away in the middle of the play, and Myles Garrett was talking about it on the sidelines.
Bro, I beat him on the cleanest inside last series. Jordan, run! Yes.
The tackle was literally yelling, Jordan, run, after he got smoked so bad by Myles Garrett in the middle of the play. And I just wish that we had somebody that could do that to that tackle this weekend.
We do.
That tackle was something else. He was getting whooped like a redheaded stepchild, like a dog in, back at home,
like a dog in Tom Brady's house.
Could you take Brian? Could you take the big defensive tackle and lay him down sideways at the line of scrimmage? That would be the tactic. I think that would sideways. Be the best use of him. Just lay him down sideways.
I'm always down to get horizontal.
Because the deal is they're going lower. They're going underneath. I don't think it matters how big you are if you can't get down to the ground immediately. That center is going to burrow right underneath whoever it is and be willing to accept the 800 pounds of man laying on him.
Yeah, I mean, these defensive linemen have to stop looking at the ball and the tush push, and as soon as they see one of the linemen move, which is always a tick before the ball, that's when they move.
They move.
That's what they're going to have to do.
You move, I move.
No doubt. And then hope you have Micah Parsons level reactions. We got the expressway coming up. A Heisman favorite injured, heading for surgery. A big-time college football coach fired. And MLB has a rules adjustment. Plus what Jerry had to say this morning with Sean and RJ. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Pre-game coming up at 6:30 here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for the Expressway. We're going commercial free all the way to the top. Expressway is brought to you by the On Time Experts. Segments presented by Cars for Kids. Donate today. carsforkids.org. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in about 6 minutes. John Mateer surgery. What are we thinking here? He's going to be out 3 weeks. Heisman campaign was short-lived.
Yeah.
RIP to anybody's ticket who, you know, went ahead and plugged in Mateer for Heisman over the last couple of days. Thinking, oh boy, this is great. You're heading for the trophy here. Going to pay out on this ticket. What was he, 7-1, 8-1, something like that? Well, now, I mean, you're going to have to do a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, he was the entire offense for them.
Yeah.
And I mean, at the quarterback position, of course, you handle a lot of things, but it felt like he was everything for them. When you look at their rushing attack, it's nothing. It's like dang near dead balls last in a lot of categories in the SEC. He was doing so much heavy lifting through the air and on the ground.
A lot of the luster comes off that Red River game here in just a couple of weeks. And at the other Oklahoma school, Mike Gundy fired. I suppose that is a celebration amongst Cowboys fans here today. They probably wanted that, seeing the trends over the last couple of years. At least you have a shot. But I think they need to get to fundraising. I think their total NIL spending is around $3 million, and with most teams in the top 25 spending around 10 and the top ones near 20, that's a tough needle to thread.
I heard a very interesting name there, and this guy absolutely hates me. Gary Patterson? Patterson.
That'd be crazy.
You think Gary's with the times?
I'd rather poach Kenny from Texas State if I were them.
Yeah, they're talking about maybe the guy, too, at San Antonio. UT San Antonio.
UTSA.
Yeah. They're talking about him. But the Gary Patterson
Trailer,
wins.
Jeff Trailer,
yeah.
It's just so tough with Tech being like, oh, you have good players. We want to give him $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you can say we're going to get the guy from UTSA and he's got this recruiting network and yada, yada, yada. But if they're a great freshman, they're gone. Yeah, I do believe we are heading for a situation where it's not just the haves and the have-nots, but it's those with a fair fighting chance and those not.
Zach Robinson, I heard.
Yeah, that's another name because he was a quarterback there.
I think he's the coordinator in Atlanta, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, they've thrown no touchdowns to a wide receiver or tight ends this year.
They fired Ike Hilliard, though, their coach over there.
Their wide receivers coach.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the Falcons did.
MLB has approved a challenge system for next year. Each team's going to get two to challenge with the home plate umpire, and that's definitely a step in the right direction. I think people are going to be surprised how often these umpires are right, and I think it's going to make the umpires even better. It's going to be more difficult to check out or to hold a grudge against somebody knowing that they're going to be able to fight back at least a couple of times a game. All right, Jerry did say that Jadeveon Clowney is going to play this week. Didn't want to get too out in front of his skis on Deron Bland, but felt confident that he's going to return. I guess that's a step in the right direction. But, you know, Diggs, Elam, Stewart, it's tough to imagine that even with Bland coming back, they have a chance much of slowing down a passing game with the corners in the situation they are and the pass rush being what it is. He said he's looking forward to the Packers game. It's a huge game, and he's excited about it. I just thought that rung hollow, and immediately after he said that, the interview concluded, and you know, Sean and RJ and Bobby just led right into talking about how it feels like it's over. You know, I don't know as an owner and GM how with any credibility you can talk about excitement for this season. The tickets are down in the low 200s now for the minimum get in.
There'll be a lot of Packer fans.
Was $280 to get in last week, and I think the Packers fans have bought up a lot of what they're going to buy up already because
they'll buy here.
And it's a great opportunity to go watch your team if you're a Green Bay Packers fan, especially.
I mean, this is basically a home game for them. They love playing here.
But I mean, this reminds me of like the early 2010s when they knew they were rebuilding and they still wanted to keep the offense exciting. But unlike then, now they have you know, injuries that have besieged them, two key offensive linemen and CeeDee Lamb out. You know, I guess with that team, they let Terrence Newman go. They let Jay Ratliff go. And they eventually let D. Ware walk like right before the Broncos won the Super Bowl. And what was unfortunate about that is in 2014, if you go back and look at that, if D. Ware had just been on that team when they had reemerged, maybe they have enough to get to Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. He insisted that he did not let his money get mad in the Parsons trade. Said it happened at the perfect time to get the most out of it, which kind of made me wonder if they're trying to tank this year.
Yeah, I don't know. Did the money get mad or just to become personal? That he just
Is that what that means?
To me, I kind of feel like that initially he and Steven probably weren't listening to the people, whether it's trainers, equipment men, other teammates, whatever. I think initially all that stuff that we were reporting about,
like others in the building, maybe don't pay Micah Parsons.
I think others in the building got to him, and then when it turned into, well, now wait a minute, now wait, and then now the money, and then some of the other things that probably I could say the whole thing with him. Maybe you're right about this. I think once Micah tried to go get the second opinion, that's when Jerry said, okay, he is trying to...
He's setting this up to take.
He's setting this up to take money from me for doing nothing. Yeah. And I think that's what got Jerry really, really pissed.
The Giants have officially benched Russell Wilson. Jackson Dart's going to start. The Texans release safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson after just three games. He had six picks for Philadelphia last year, but apparently he is an absolute handful with his opinions and his criticisms of his teammates.
Absolutely. Size of one of the players' contracts. He was criticizing. He was complaining about his role, including a desire to blitz more frequently, and then he requested a trade, and they just said, get the hell out of here. Rangers news. Bruce Bochy officially confirmed Seager and Simeon are shut down for the season. CY told us that yesterday. And Josh Smith has just been scratched. He's got an elbow infection. Okay. He's not going to be playing.
Ooh, that sounds tough. Gross. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
Well, damn, that sounds nasty, bro. An elbow infection?
It does not sound
Let's go to Lucius.
Yeah, let's go to Lucius.
Lucius, elbow infections. What you got, buddy?
It is a toxic Tuesday. It is
gonorrhea. Let's go to Lucius.
Yeah. So that means it's like squeezing it, and it's like yellow pus and everything going out. All different colors in the rainbow.
Yeah. Sounds like the situation with my back last month.
Oh, yeah. You finally had that overcame cyst. That.
Yeah.
It was giving you a fever.
You know what? Yes. And now the cyst is gone.
Whoa.
Oh, good. I think it was like an ingrown hair back there for like the last 5 years. Got infected and it worked itself out.
It could be. Speaking of ingrown hairs, I've been going through laser hair removal
on
my face. That's why I've been wearing that right there.
Okay,
because that laser got me one time. Said,
I thought that was the style.
No, man.
Nelly?
That was your drip.
It's for my brother that's locked up. It's the representation.
Like the cream? You know? I don't know.
Nah, man. Laser hair on the face feels like tattoos on the face, bro. It hurts, but
yeah,
getting sexy.
I did that. It was part of a radio deal like 20 years ago, and they warned me. They said, with your lighter hair, it probably won't be permanent. Like, the darker your hair, the more permanent that is. But it hurts like hell, and it hurts, burns, bro. Like they're lighting your hair on fire.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. So, and people get it down there in their nether regions.
Yeah.
Think about that on the balls, bro.
Yeah. No
zop,
way.
Zop, 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 zop.
That's a bad payoff right there.
It's crazy.
There's people now in our marketing department that had these deals lined up, and you guys just killed it.
It's a hell of a deal. I think
it lasted. On the ball hair removal.
It lasted for like 6 or 7 years where I didn't have to shave my neck because I just did my neck.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful.
It's great, man.
Yeah.
It's great so far.
I would gladly go through it again.
It's great so far. It costs a lot of money. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. I need help. That's what I'm help me. Drowning. It's presented by Berkey's Plumbing, AC, and Electrical. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up on social media at Lucky Lucius, P-L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All right, this is day number 2 for this champion audio. Fred from the Fan After Dark. He was just in the wrong city for a moment.
Driven by our D&M Leasing Studios. Thanks for turning it on, leaving it on. 105.3 The Fan.
Welcome in H-Town. Glad to see everybody on board on a Sunday
H-Town.
Morning.
H-Town.
Oh, my God. Did I just say
Oh, my God.
Stop staring at your tattoo.
You want to start that from the top?
Run the intro.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what.
You just made G-Bag of the Day.
It's been a rough morning.
Yeah, you can hear it in his voice.
Every time I play this clip, I'm just going to let it go longer and longer and longer. Because it's a 1 minute and something clip. But I've only been giving you like 15 seconds of it. How about that, huh? Yeah. How about that, boys? How about that?
Fred's having a tough one after the Mariners swept the Astros over the weekend.
Fred, and the Texans are just
ooh,
awful. The Texans are
Fred Van Vliet injured.
Yeah.
Tough time.
You can catch Fred here at night on the Fan. Fan After Dark with Blake. Fred, think of last time you and Coach JB. Fred is the Coach JB of the Fan, 100%. Rex Ryan takes a shot at Brady. This is real quick right here. Real quick, but I just can't believe he did it.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. Tom Brady would never bend the rules, right? Oh, my goodness.
Well,
but you know what? Honestly,
Brady would not break the rules, right?
I like he said, right. Looked right, around, right, waited right, for somebody right. to answer.
Really white teeth.
Right. I love Rex Ryan, bro.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
Let's face it, Tom Brady would never bend the rules, right?
Isn't it amazing how the Chicago Black Sox scandal like lives in infamy and Pete Rose was never let in the Hall of Fame for betting on some baseball games, and now we're normalizing what the Patriots did, what the Astros did. We just got to sweep that under the rug now. NBA's trying to do it now with the Beasley deal. You know, I know it's bad for business, but how about some damn integrity? You know what I'm talking about, Chief.
That's right. Capital I. How about Rex Ryan calling the Cowboys defense the Dumbsday defense?
Yeah.
Wow. That was great.
Contract extension for Rex at ESPN. Ready?
I love Rex Ryan, bro. We got a lot in common. It's going on Monday Night Football, ESPN, Troy Aikman.
Just put your feet up and tell us about Lucius.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Not pee-footing around, are you?
You look pretty good out here. I love that video. Look at those things.
Just 1 foot in front of the other, Lucius, every day, right?
Eric brought this up earlier, man. Troy Aikman is loving Dan Campbell and his risky moves.
From Dan Campbell, not surprised. He's got big onions. I mean, this is a bold move, even with a first down.
That's how
big
you
onions,
it.
Boy.
That's how
big
you onions. Work blue in pro sports right there. Troy putting on a clinic.
Yep.
Yeah, more on Troy Aikman later. I like that. What else we got right here? Hey, WNBA, New York Liberty, they fired their head coach.
Oh.
Didn't Liberty win the championship last year?
Yeah, I thought they did. What happened?
That's kind of crazy.
They got upset by the Fever.
What have you done for me lately?
What happened?
Yeah.
What's
our situation in Dallas right now with our coach?
Oh,
heading for a good draft pick.
They've still got the coach.
Oh, I see you. What can we do to get Juju Watson? Come on now. Let's get Juju Watson.
I want to isolate that noise Broadus just made with his mouth.
Juju, I think she's taken by our quarterback in the Commander land.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels? His mama is on the other side with them arms folded, looking at her, staring her down.
I think the son is kind of looking at her like, listen, mom, stay out of this.
Back up.
Stay out of this. This is an athlete.
Whoa. You need to back up.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, WNBA, New York Liberty, they just fired their head coach. Breonna Stewart was not a fan of this when a reporter brought it up just last week during the press conference, sitting right next to the coach, by the way.
What would you say to those who question whether Sandy should be here next year to coach you guys again?
Ooh. Oh, what the f***?
I'm not saying I questioned it. There's just some people that do.
Oh.
Yeah, called ownership. It was the ownership that questioned it.
The lady that asked that question probably knew the answer.
Yeah, she knew.
She knew.
She had an insider.
Yeah.
I've just been told she's
getting
fired.
That's why she backed it up like, hey, yeah. I'm just saying. I'm just
this
asking.
It's not me. It's somebody in the front office.
Sad. Henry's Kitchen. Henry's Kitchen.
What do we cook?
Yeah, you already know what's up right here. He got hit with the oldest trick in the book.
Says, Henry, do you know if you can reheat bofa? Bofa. I'm not familiar with bofa. What's bofa? And thanks again, Eat It Dads, for rating our channel. Space 2021 says, bofa D's nuts. Ah, yeah. And okay, so it looks like I've been the subject of some kind of prank. I want to, for anybody who's taking the lesson seriously here, there is no such thing as bofa.
But there is. But there is, Henry. There is a such thing as bofa.
I was thinking Bank of America, you know, maybe. B of A.
B of A.
Bofa. Is Henry's Kitchen a popular cooking channel?
It is really popular.
Shout out to Hank, man. Sounds like one of those early days, like cringe videos that you look back on. Like, here was my first week on YouTube, and now I'm successful. But
no, there's a lot of good cooks on YouTube.
Sure is, man.
And you can learn a lot.
This guy like cooks Oregon Trail recipes.
Oh, damn.
Like, you send it into him, like, they were eating this on Oregon, and he'll like start cooking it.
Yeah.
Some of it has possums and raccoons.
Calf fries.
Yeah.
He makes it with the ox.
The ox. I'll tell you what.
Some Dan Campbell onions.
As soon as those ox expire, I'm going to the tails. The oxtails.
Oh, the oxtails are delicious.
That's what I'm doing.
All righty. It's time to vote. Is it our champion, Fred Davis, representing H-Town every night, 7 o'clock here, Fred and Blake, Fan After Dark. Rex Ryan shot at Tom Brady. Troy Aikman loving Dan Campbell's onions. WNBA New York Liberty Breonna Stewart got a question she did not appreciate. Or Henry's Kitchen. Do you know if you can reheat bofa? I'm going to go Troy Aikman here. It's my vote, Chief.
I'm going with the champ, and I just want to note that there's only one toothpick guy here in this station. It is Fred Davis.
It is Fred
and
Davis.
I'm looking at a used toothpick right here that is sitting on the remote.
Gosh, it's
here
disgusting.
In the studio. How about that?
That is not hygienic.
Just laid out across.
Not
just
at all.
Take a look at Fred and no say hygienic, okay? Just take a look at him.
Damn, bro.
Damn.
My man wears like on purpose.
I vote
on
for
purpose,
Fred.
He wears like the muscle man shirt.
Somebody's judging hard over there.
I'm just saying, my man, he talks about deodorant. He talks about
Brian Portnoy over here.
But if you had to shake one man's hand, Fred or RJ Choppy, which way are you going?
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Fred.
I'm gonna double up on the handshake.
Yeah, I got a phone call home first.
What
do you think, honey?
Who are you voting for, Lucius?
Get a tetanus shot.
Yeah. Fred for sure. So I can play the rest of that clip. A little bit at a time.
Yeah, I mean, after all this Fred talk, I can't vote for anybody else.
Hell yeah, it's Fred.
By a score of 4-1, still your champ, it's Fred Davis.
Yeah.
Beyond
it's Fred.
I don't know when they're going to be on next. We got Rangers
Thursday
the rest of the week. Thursday night, right on. Here's
a day baseball.
Lucius. Oh, that's right. In the Pimp Cup with LA Live.
You're in the Expressway, people, and it's brought to you by the on-time experts. I'm not for sure if you said that or not. I'm not. You probably did. Maybe. You probably did, but I can't remember.
That's weird.
Knowing Dawson, he said it for sure.
I believe him. I believe him.
50-50.
All right, it is a Toxic
Blue
Tuesday.
Nail.
Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
I hope everyone had a kick-ass weekend, bro. I had fun this weekend, bro.
I went to the Gentleman's Club with my buddy Tyrone. That is fun, bro. The Gentleman's Club. I go to the full nude ones, bro. Oh. Where they shake their all up in your face, bro. You go to the Gentleman's Club with 300 ones, and those single women, bro, those single moms, they're hungry to make a dollar, bro, and they do a good job, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a, you know what I mean? Anyone who's feeling the blues, dog,
yeah,
go to the Gentleman's Club, bro. 400 bucks to 1,000 bucks. That'll clear depression like that, bro.
Until the next morning when you wake up.
Yeah, until that bank sends you that text message in the morning.
Yeah.
Shows you what you got going on.
What the hell did I do last night?
Yeah.
You just gotta go in knowing what's going on, man. Just know it's gonna be a loss.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared.
It's like gambling, it's a loss.
He said those singles moms. Hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. It is a toxic Tuesday here in LA Live, where we indulge in everything a little bit toxic. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon, folks. I'm about 80% back to where I was. This is almost 2 weeks of dealing with a sickness, bro. So whatever's going on around there, stay away from it. It is kicking butt. It's a head cold, too, so it makes my head all cloudy.
With the C-19?
And I don't need any help with that. I don't need any help.
Is it?
I did check. I did do a test. It wasn't that.
Okay.
It wasn't that. It's just
is
a regular.
Is it the city of Vegas, Lucius? Does Vegas do that to you?
I 100% think it was a plane ride back.
Okay.
I was sitting next to the largest human beings on the planet. They were some workout people.
Oh.
Yeah, a couple. And they were just doing a lot of... and now I sound just like they sound.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Yeah, so I think it was that. And plus, the plane, that's a weird concept. Recycled air?
A lot of farts.
That is ridiculous, bro. Mm. Are they cleaning out bacteria when they recycle it?
No chance.
Oh,
are you changing the filter every flight?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Something, bro.
A lot of fecal matter.
It's really disgusting.
Yeah,
I feel like
crazy.
You're at a commander's game every time you ride on a flight.
100%, bro.
CC's field.
It's a weird concept. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Monday Night Football was litty last night. I was in the bed watching that joint. Litty. I'm telling you what, if you give Troy Aikman and Joe Buck something to talk about, they can talk about it. They was getting loose last night, especially Troy. And I love when he brings up Henrietta, Oklahoma. Because half of my family is from Oklahoma.
His hometown.
My dad's side, yes, his hometown. And when the Cowboys were winning all those Super Bowls and we would drive to Tulsa, and you can look on that sign and say, oh, Henrietta is 64 miles away. Henrietta, 32 miles away. I'm like, oh, here's the home of Troy Aikman. Here it comes. And you look at it, and it's just like one horse town.
Yeah.
One horse town. And yeah, one stoplight. One gas station, you're like, man, that's where Troy Aikman came from. It's amazing, man. It makes me feel country every time I drive through. Listen to Troy.
And Sam Laporta is on that long list of Iowa tight ends that have come into the National Football League and just been outstanding.
Yeah, whatever's in the water there, boy, they're raising them some good tight ends. There's no doubt about that.
You going country. Raising them some good tight ends, baby.
I think the Henrietta in me was coming out there, Joe.
That sounded very Madden-like.
Yeah, a little bit.
It sounded very John Madden-like. You know that?
Yeah, really.
What's ever in the water? Yeah.
I just want him to lean into his country more. Yeah. Country's having a run right now. You guys listen to country at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sometimes.
If you jump in the car, what you listening to? Like, if you are listening to country, what are you listening to?
I like Pat Green. Let's see.
Pat Green.
I like Pat Green.
What song am I looking for in Pat Green?
Oh, just any one of his songs. Seriously. I mean, it's like... Goodbye, Texas.
Goodbye, Texas.
Yeah.
What about you, fools?
You know, I just like country songs that come on at tailgates or at, baby dolls. I don't know if I know that many artists.
Country's having a run, bro.
Yeah.
But it's gotten very poppy.
Yeah, it's got real poppy. You know, it's got 808s.
Like, it's not like Cross Canadian Ragweed was.
Yeah, I don't like that type of country. I can deal with this.
Yeah.
Used to know. But I don't like the new country. When they mix it with kind of like hip-hop-ish and real poppy.
Yeah. See,
this one's going to get going here in a second. Get ready. Here we go. Get it, Pat.
Hey!
That's weed.
That's weed.
That's a word.
laid back. I think I do. I think I like the rap country the best, though.
You do?
Like, that's when it starts getting good to me. Or the pop country.
Okay.
Yeah, Gavin Adcock. He's
I need it watered down a little bit. Gavin what?
Gavin Adcock.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Charlie. Is it Charlie Robinson? Charlie Robinson? He's a Texas country guy.
Charlie?
He's got a lot of bangers. I think that's the farthest back I'll go, though.
I'm a big fan of this thing called Outlaw Country.
Yeah. The thing, you got Southbound 35 on that thing?
Hold on, let me see. Ooh, a little Waylon Jennings, type of thing. Okay. Oh, Southbound 35, I'll find you. Hold on, Southbound 35. Hey!
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
I gotta run.
Oh, wow, that's a cover. Or is that a...
Soundcheck.
Almond Brothers?
Yeah.
Silver Dollar.
I mean,
Midnight Rider, right?
Yes, sir. That's, I like this type of country, bro. Yeah. How about this one? It's my playlist. My playlist. Hey!
Every time it rains, Lord, I run to my window.
I had some stuff lined up for you, but
all
my God.
All I do is wring my hands and moan.
Hey! Enough.
Did you hear Troy Aikman's country album?
No, I haven't. Hold on, who's that, Pat? Oh my God, that's nasty country in that guitar. Go on. Yeah, I can see all the girls with their Rocky Mountain jeans rushing to the dance floor so they get twirled around. Yeah. Okay, let me save this one to my little old list. Free, thank you, brothers.
No problem.
All right, a little Johnny Cash for your ass. How about this one?
Yeah.
Hey!
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillac.
He's making it, stealing car parts.
He's stealing car parts. It is a fantastic song.
He's stealing car parts.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. One more Waylon before I get to some content. Sorry.
That's good, man.
Jamming, bro. This one right here. Don't you think that outlaw bit and got out of hand? Oh, Waylon Jennings.
I'm for law and order the way that it should be.
Hey!
Song about the man that's been protecting you from me. Someone called us outlaws in some old magazine. New York sent a posse down like I ain't never seen. Don't y'all think this outlaw bitch done got out of hand?
That long hair,
yeah,
it's wet like a wrestler.
Yeah.
got the flannel shirts on with them beads on it, them pearl beads,
yeah. Some kind of turquoise band on the wrist playing the guitar.
Got all types of gold shine on the boy. All right, what else? I have something lined up for you. Speaking of the great state of Oklahoma, we have a Oklahoma animal handler that was killed by a tiger over the weekend.
Oh yeah, our tiger man.
Yeah, his buddy.
Tiger Man?
Yeah.
Yep. This happened while performing in front of a crowd.
Oh, Siegfried and Roy?
Oh, my gosh, bro. Right there in Hugo, Oklahoma.
Okay.
I mean, that's up the street in a sense. Man, that could have been any one of us in that crowd. You could have taken your daughters out there.
Oh, no, the tiger jumped in the stands?
No, the tiger got the handler right in front of the crowd.
Oh.
So you paid money to see a tiger show, like Sea and World. Then you seen a snuff film.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Tiger King Joe. Was his name Joe Exotic?
Yeah.
One of the guys working at his spot. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Jeez. Wild stuff.
These people are crazy, man. Like, in my algorithm right now, you have these folks down in New Orleans that are like be out in a lake and a gator will swim up on them and they'll play with them almost.
Yeah, I can't do it, bro.
Like, this level of comfort with dangerous animals is beyond me.
This happened at the Growler Pines Tiger Reserve in Hugo, Oklahoma. This man was 37 years old. He owned the place.
It's hot. Those tigers are irritated.
I own this MF. My name is Tad Al. They said the tiger's not, it's not his fault. He was just being a cat.
Yeah.
Just being a cat. Yeah. News Nation talked to this wildlife biologist who hosts a Discovery Show channel. Show. Discovery Channel show. He's a six-time world record spear fisher.
Oh, wow.
Wow is right. Listen to this guy explain the tiger away, doing some explaining for the tiger.
You know, it's just so sad, and I can tell you without any doubt that the tiger did not attack him maliciously or attack him viciously. It was simply a mistake. The problem is when you're dealing with, you know, a 500-pound wild cat, one little mistake, whether it's an agitation similar to what you get with your house cat, can be fatal. You know, the difference with your house cat is it's a little scratch, and with a tiger, that it's just a poorly placed bite that can end someone like Ryan's life. So it really is an unfortunate event. Whether or not the tiger gets euthanized is hard to say. The unfortunate thing about it is it's not the tiger's fault. You know, while the tiger may have, as his father said, given him a love bite that ultimately was just poorly placed and ended Ryan's life, it was just a cat being a cat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I don't keep cats. You know, I let Abby get one for a while, and then, you know, Sonny unfortunately ran away, and I was sad for that. But the whole time, like, Sonny would be stalking me. You know, I'd walk through the house in the middle of the night to go get some water, and boom, he'd hit the back of my ankle.
Yeah, I love that. I love that about cats.
I'm thinking, man, if that's a tiger, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%, but I love cats for that reason. They'll kill stuff around your house and show you.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I can't live it all like this.
I haven't seen this many snakes at my house ever in the year and a half or so since Sonny's been gone. They're living a good life out there now.
You need Sonny, bro.
Yeah.
You need Sonny. I had a whole list of city council crash outs I was going to get to. I watched about maybe 8 hours of council meetings while sick. So, yeah, that's a double
sick. Which city continues to have the best city council meetings?
L.A.
Which
city council meetings.
Are the best, right?
Are the best. But remember, L.A. city council is the highest paid city council in all of the land.
So they just take it.
They can take it.
Yeah.
Corpus Christi, we had some lady get... No, that was Sacramento. Yeah, hold on. What happened to Corpus Christi?
And then we'll have Jessica Palitza, Taylor Garcia, Amanda Breland, Tristan Claudis, and Alex Benavides.
Hello, I'm none of the above. My name is Heather. I've been here before. Everyone needs to have their mask on. If you love your community, put your mask on. You're the city manager.
You would think that was 2020.
Yeah.
That happened last week. Talking about the masks.
The masks.
Hey, and if I could take it back, I'd probably have a mask on that plane.
Yeah.
You should have had masks for everybody. There is COVID-19 going. There is COVID-19. There is COVID-19 going around right now. You do not care about the city.
She's not on the list, Mayor.
Stop talking.
No, I know, ma'am.
Don't tell me to shush.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think she ended up peeing on herself or something like that. Yeah, hold on. Let's see. I think she did.
I captured the flag. Lay it back. Indigenous sovereignty. Black sovereignty's now. He's starting my rib. Ow! I'm beating myself.
Oh, wow. Hurting my back, huh?
Yeah.
Hurting my back.
Yeah.
Must have been in a coma the last 5 years.
It's Corpus Christi right there, bro. Corpus Christi, stand up! Yay! I can't live it all like this. Sacktown, they got right to it. They shut this man down real fast.
Yeah, I didn't have much to prepare tonight, so I just want to say, Jews.
Head him off. Done. You're done. Done.
That's allowed, right?
Yeah, but
we're still...
We cut him off.
We cut him off.
Thank you.
He didn't even have anything. He just wanted to go up there and insult people.
Oof.
Yeah. I got a whole lot more. I guess I'll play him throughout the week. Squeeze him on in there throughout the LA Live. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Hey, outlaw country forever.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Fellas, it's Tuesday.
Do we have some TDs to celebrate?
Oh, you bet we do.
Some
it is time.
Naturals. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, the McGuffeys. It's McGuffey time here in the G-Bag Nation. The best touchdown calls from college and pro football, because it's TD Tuesday next in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.